If you recognize this music, you've probably seen ABC's Shark Tank. If not, here's a primer.
Welcome to the Shark Tank, where entrepreneurs seek an investment to start, grow, or save their business.
Last March, the show's producers hosted a casting for UT alumni. They chose their best of the best. Was it a high-tech device? A life-changing app? No, it was wine in a box.
This is Beatbox Beverages, and we are not boring. We're changing boxed wine forever with flavors like cranberry limeade and blue raspberry lemonade, all in one sweet-looking Beatbox.
Some liked it.
This is good.
He loves
it. Yeah.
Some definitely didn't.
Tastes like
After a bidding war and a commercial break, the decision.
All sharks are still in. Beatbox Beverages has three offers on the table.
We didn't anticipate giving up, you know.
The counter, just come back and tell
me. Yeah, so would you do $1 million for a third?
Yeah.
All right.
Deal?
Ready?
If you didn't quite catch that, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban just valued Austin-based Beatbox at $3 million. What did it take to get there?
Luckily, of the, 50, 60,000 people that apply, we made it to the next round, and then the next round, and the next round, and then we filmed, and, you know, got an amazing deal, so it was pretty surreal.
That's Beatbox CEO Justin Fenchel. He and business partner Brad Schultz say pitching to the Shark Tank was the same elevator pitch, just on a big, big stage.
We were eating, sleeping, breathing, dreaming Shark Tank for about 3 months so we can be relate to them.
Our friends kind of sit around a table and pretend to be different sharks and like act as their personalities would be so we could deal with and interact with them.
All it took was convincing Mark Cuban that there's a market for Beatbox wine.
Franzia, an example, is the number one box wine in the world, number one by volume. $1 billion in sales. Franzia does $1 billion in sales.
That's the sound of Mark Cuban sensing an untapped market opportunity. There is money to be made in box wine. So says Jane Furstenfeld. She's an editor for Wines and Vines magazine.
It's not necessarily that the wines themselves are cheaper, it's that the packaging is cheaper and the shipping is cheaper. So yeah, there's a lot of money to be made. It's been going on for the last 10, 12 years. It's become a part of the mainstream.
But with Franzia dominating the market, how does a company like Beatbox stack up? Well, they're taking cues from Red Bull.
They created a product and then built an entire lifestyle brand around it.
Fenchel is betting on an aggressive social media campaign. As of now, Franzia has 189 Twitter followers. Beatbox has over 4,000. I'm Brenda Salinas for the Texas Standard.